It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of Elijah McClain is reacting to an independent investigation into McClain's death at the hands of police. The report out Monday finds the Aurora Police Department and paramedics severely mishandled the way they stopped McClain, the way they treated him afterward, leading to his death, and their review of the case. Mari Newman is an attorney representing McClain's father.
The fact that the report was so explicit in its condemnation of the city of Aurora for performing a cover-up rather than an actual investigation is remarkable.
McClain's mother says in a statement that the report proves he never should have been stopped in the first place. There is more from this latest investigation at CPR.org. Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems has sued the CEO of MyPillow for defamation over unsubstantiated allegations that the company participated in widespread election fraud. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Dominion is seeking more than $1.3 billion in damages from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The company says he helped push baseless claims related to the election. Dominion has also filed defamation suits against two of former President Donald Trump's attorneys, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. The company says this viral disinformation campaign has destroyed Dominion's value and endangered its employees. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A black and white cat who went missing almost 2 years ago is back in Colorado after being identified in Nebraska. The North Platte Telegraph reports the cat named Crookshanks came home with his family to North Glen, Colorado last week. They were separated in May of 2019 when Crookshanks wandered into a woman's yard. She assumed he was a stray, took him in, and then moved to Nebraska. When she took the cat to the vet, a microchip revealed Crookshanks' real address. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.